people nowadays can't actually survive off of one job. The fast food industry employs millions of workers, actually with the average age of being 28 years old, and half of those with families, children, with their parents that they need to support. So the whole stereotype that this is a devil entry job, and that there's only teenagers in there can't go out the window, because actually the teenagers represent a smaller percentage of the whole fast food industry workers, because that's the teenagers are what you see in the front lines, but you don't see what's going on in the back. And those are where the older folks are, which are the ones with families, which are the ones who have been there for years. And, you know, they can't put food on the table with one job. And in the wealthiest nation in the world, it's really hard to comprehend how millions of people have to have two jobs in order to survive. And that's just not right.
Roberto, you told me you work at Taco Bell. What do you do there, and how much are they paying you at the moment? And how does that impact your living standards, your day-to-day life?
I drive-through cashier, and I get paid $8 an hour, like bare minimum. And I currently live with my father because I can't afford to move out in the first place. And so with me and my dad, you know, we have the bills to pay. And at the end of the day, I still struggle with my day-to-day basis. After all my expenses, I am left anywhere between $50 to $70 just for myself for 2 weeks. And I can't even afford a car. I have to take the bus. And so from that, you know, and if that is tough to me, imagine how it is with people to people with families, children to feed, and they have to pay full rent, they have to pay all the other bills, they have other expenses. Maybe they want a car to be a little more independent. Maybe, you know, they want to move out, they want to improve themselves. But the basic reality is that we don't even earn enough to improve ourselves, you know?
And what do you want to see happen as a result of today's action, Roberto?
What I want to see happen here is a growing support for our fast food workers as a whole. I want to see more people for the next strikes. I want to see more attention and basically an exponential growth of support until we reach a critical point, so we can actually get into some negotiations with the managers and the CEOs of these corporations.